How to match a tie. Tips on selecting your necktie. When dressing in a suit and tie, it is the necktie that will often add the dash of flavor to the overall outfit. Because while suits are typically gray, navy, or black, and dress shirts are either blue or white, it's a man's necktie that's going to add a strong accent with its color and pattern. And with so many options out there, finding the perfect tie that matches can be a bit overwhelming. Now, I've tried to help you by breaking this into three parts. When you're matching a necktie with a dress shirt and suit, you need to be thinking about the necktie pattern, the necktie color, and the necktie proportion. All right, we're going to dive into each of these issues. Okay, so number one, first, when matching a necktie, consider the pattern. Ties come in a wide variety of patterns, and they range from stripes to paisleys to tartan checks. So how do you go about matching a pinstripe suit with a checkered pattern dress shirt with a tie? I mean, what are the rules here, and how do you do it? So the basic rule for matching patterns is that no two pieces of clothing should use the same pattern size and, to a lesser degree, the same pattern type. So two parts of that rule. You're going to want to make sure, basically, that first it's size that you pay attention to, and then if you can, and if you've got, you know, a number of pieces in your wardrobe, you're going to look to go for different pattern types. So let me give you a few examples. So if you are wearing a pinstripe suit and you have, let's say, a fancy stripe shirt, well, to match those together, you're going to want to make sure that the stripes are not similar in size and that the distance between them is large enough. And then when you bring in a tie, I'm going to say you immediately realize that I'm going to want to bring in some type of a tie that is not stripe-based. So here is where a paisley, a polka dot, a solid tie is going to really be the kind of tie you're looking for, because you just don't want to go down the stripe. So I paid attention to both rules. One, I realized that the number one, that I don't want to have the same pattern size, is going to be more difficult. So don't even try to fight it and go to an entirely different type of pattern type. Now, let me make this one a little bit more complicated. And we're going to go, let's say, with a semi-solid colored suit, so something like a herringbone. And then we have a dress shirt, which, let's say, has a check pattern in it. And then we have a pocket square, which has a paisley pattern in it. So I realize that everything I just said there, if I were to bring in I don't want to have any type of a tie that's going to have a paisley, especially one that's the same size pattern as the pocket square. I don't want to have any type of a small pattern that's the same size as the herringbone. And I don't want to have a tie that has check patterns in it, like with the shirt. So I can now bring in, let's say, a regimental stripe tie. I can bring in something that's got a small repeating pattern. I could bring in a polka dot tie. I can bring in a solid tie. So see, there are just a lot of options here. And again, we're just focusing on pattern, but understanding that right there, that you always want to have a variety of the patterns. And that's the key with matching a necktie with a shirt and with a suit. Now, you can, if there's a degree of separation, let's say you do have that suit and it's got stripes in it, very subtle pinstripe, you can actually bring a tie that maybe has about the same dimension, but since they would be going, falling, it depends on whether it's an English tie or an American stripe tie, you could actually bring it in, because usually those stripes are going to fall at a bit of a bit of a 45 degree angle, coming from, you know, they're not exactly vertical. They're not like the pinstripes. They're more horizontal. So there is a little bit of play there. But in my opinion, it's best if you've got the option to bring in an entirely different pattern type. All right. The second tie matching factor is necktie color. So when matching the color, the first thing you need to do is look at all the garments together to make sure the colors are in harmony. If you have your doubts, you need to trust your instincts and pull back. Convincing yourself that something matches is, you're just not going to be confident in it. And if you need to experiment, if you want to try, then this is when I recommend not wearing it in an environment in which you're going to be under pressure. Never try to wear an outfit that you haven't worn together for the first time if you're giving a presentation or if you're going to be in front of, you know, someone very important. You're going to be doing something in which there is pressure because you don't want to be worried about your clothing. You want to be wearing something that you have as go-to. And that's why it's important to experiment in the times when you have the ability to wear things without pressure that you can change later if you just don't feel good about it. So what does it mean to match? And what precedent, in a sense, should you be putting, you know, what should you be worried about first in terms of priority? Well, start with the suit. And the reason being is it's the largest clothing item that you're going to be wearing, and it's really the foundation for the outfit. This is a big reason why I prefer a man, when he's starting off, to go with solid color suits, because they're going to go with a wide variety of things and you're going to have the most versatility with navy blues, with charcoal grays, and with medium grays and other dark colors. Once you start to bring in patterns there, you really all of a sudden start to limit what you can do there. So start with a solid colored suit. Next, pull out a few dress shirts. And again, there's nothing wrong with starting off with simple solids here, maybe going with a little bit of mixed color, a fancy stripe, or a semi-solid, or even a small check pattern that is of the same color and gives it a little bit more of a monochromatic look. Because the great part here is that you can have more fun with the ties. You're just not going to have to worry so much about it matching. Solid suits, semi-solid, solid colored shirts, or even shirts with one color of stripe in them, it's still going to give you a wide variety. You can always focus on fit. You guys hear me harp about this. But at the end of the day, you're going to have, it's going to make it a lot easier to match all of your ties and pocket squares. So if you feel your tie doesn't match, again, don't try to force it. Instead, simply substitute it for a more subtle necktie. Now, when it comes to the numbers, whenever you're buying this stuff, always think one suit, three shirts, three ties. That's how I like to buy things. I find they work out pretty well. And when you buy these, try to always lay them next to each other. Make sure the company you buy from has a good return policy, because you want this all to be interchangeable. If uncertain, the safest bet is to stick with the traditional tie business colors. So when you're starting off, you don't have to go with the bright red that you see out there, even though there have been studies, the guys over at Michael Gerber over at the E-Myth Revisited, they did a lot of studies. They found that navy blue suits with red ties and white or light blue shirts were like the perfect uniform of business. I'm not going to go that far, but avoid the really bright red. Instead, go for things that have a darker hue to them. And so you're looking for, let's say, golds, you're looking for blues, you're looking for greens, darker reds, the, you know, more even close to maroon. All of those that have just a bit of black in them are going to work great, and they're going to also work well with anything in the charcoal gray, medium gray family. Blues, you're going to have to be a little bit more careful, especially when you're mixing anything that's got a little bit of black in it, but you're going to find that it'll probably work in many cases. And finally, remember that your necktie is an accent to your suit and shirt. So although this article and everything we're talking about here is about neckties, remember that they play third fiddle to both your suit and your shirt or your sports jacket. So the third tie matching factor we're going to talk about is necktie proportion. And it's often not considered and not thought of as, most men never even consider this, but it is important. And the reason being is that there is a wide variation in necktie width, necktie size, necktie length, and you want to make sure that the necktie that you're putting next to your face, you're using to frame your face and your entire chest area, is the right size. Because if you wear one that is of an extreme proportion and you are the exact opposite, let's say you're a short petite man and you're wearing a tie which is just way too large, you're going to look, it's just going to look wrong. And you may have nailed the color, you may have nailed the pattern, but you're going to lose it all because basically you messed up on the proportion.